my show called Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tony.
I'm Baby's Home.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
What? Today's
Tony. Today to you, sir. Bruce, how are we?
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude?
Great weekend of football.
Great weekend of football. Otter, how are we?
Tony, doing pretty good, dude. I keep messing up these buttons, actually.
That's okay. Shit happens. You know? I'm sure you fucking tied one on this weekend.
I had a pretty fun weekend.
There you go.
Hell yeah.
I figured you might.
Fucking raise hell, Nit.
It was a good weekend. We will recap everything as we do per usual on the betting weekend. I went 500 across the NFL and college football. So, you know, not great, but not terrible.
College football was ugly for me. Yesterday was good for the NFL.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Bruce, how'd you do?
I was 3-3 in the NFL. The Raiders really salvaged my weekend life in general. Shout out Uzama for tackling Max Crosby. He was really kind of the linchpin to that.
He was.
That win.
Otter, how about you? How'd you do?
I was treading water on Saturday, and then actually yesterday, 5-1-1, so pretty solid.
We were talking, Saturday was either, for me, was either a blowout win, fucking easy, fucking never a worry, no sweat, or a blowout loss. There was really no sweat this weekend on Saturday for me.
Yeah, I don't.
There was.
I'm trying to think.
No.
Was there any like close big games?
I'm sure there was. We'll go through them later.
TCU almost took down Texas out,
yeah,
right?
I wasn't on that game.
Actually, big news. Crazy. TCU world today.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Commander?
Yeah.
Yeah. Got a hell of a ball player.
Haley?
And bad news on the Texas side, they lost potentially the best running back in the nation.
Yeah.
You know what? I hate that. Do you think this? Because I've heard this conversation happen, and I just want to have this conversation.
Excited to hear it. Excited to give an opinion if I have one.
Yeah, you have to.
Those are the rules.
Alabama beats Georgia.
Yeah.
Do you believe that Georgia isn't in the playoff?
So who are they saying is in? Bama?
So it would be
Ohio
Bama
State or Michigan?
And Florida State.
Okay.
And then who else?
Unbeaten Pac-12.
Somebody from the Pac-12.
Oh, if Washington's unbeaten.
Yeah, if there's an unbeaten Pac-12.
But to say Washington loses in the Pac-12 championship to Oregon. Does Oregon go in before Georgia?
No.
I don't think so. I think that they would have to be unbeaten.
Especially now that Georgia is going on this, like...
Yeah. Feels like the good teams are starting to go right now.
Like, that'll be... In that situation, it'll be Bama. It'll be the winner of Ohio State and Michigan.
Yep.
It'll be Florida State and Washington. Is that what we're...
Is there anybody Florida State can lose to?
Mm-hmm.
No. Who are they going to play? Will they play UNC?
No, they're going to play Louisville.
I think. I mean, Louisville could get them.
They could lose.
Maybe.
What's
probably not.
What's your dream maybe. For?
My dream for?
Yeah.
Right now, how they're playing?
Yeah.
Bama. Michigan. Honestly, I kind of want Bama, Michigan, Ohio State. Or sorry, Bama, Michigan, Georgia. And depending on how Michigan, Ohio State goes, either Oregon or Ohio State.
Okay. What do you got, Bruce?
I'd probably go Oregon.
I don't love Washington right now.
No, they're playing a lot of tight games, but I think that might help them, if that makes sense. I got this weird suspicion. Like, I think they will win at Oregon State this weekend, and they're going to get God in that fucking Apple Cup, dude.
Oh, they could?
Yes. And that is the worst case scenario in my
eyes. Bama's playing good ball right now.
Oh, Milrose found it for sure.
Bama, Georgia. Yeah,
see, I don't care if it's like Michigan or Ohio State, either one. And then Bama, Georgia. And I would hope it would be Washington, but feels like Florida State is going to be there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, which does kind of stink.
Right?
You got to.
If Florida State has their two wide, if they have their wideouts,
true,
they're fun to watch, which they did. They kind of played with their food this week.
So what Florida State would play probably Michigan or Ohio State, right?
Florida State will be the four, you would think.
Oh, so they would play Georgia.
Yeah.
Unless Georgia loses.
Yeah. Michigan.
There's a lot that I can't wait for
12. I can't wait for next year.
I can't wait for 12.
Next year's going to be bananas with the Pac-12 and the Big Ten. I'm actually not excited for it, and I hope
Michigan I wish we got a year of the new playoff format with the Pac-12 still.
I agree. Yeah. That would have been in a perfect world, that would have been the way.
This year, Tony.
Tonight, we have a little thing called Monday Night Football. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Broncos are at the Bills. 7.5. Oh, and there's an 8. There's a couple 8s popping up.
Ooh. Jesus.
Total is 48. As we know, the 24-7 under trend primetime games is a thing right now. I have a hard time going with the under tonight because of...
You think Denver's going to score?
Well, here's... Just let me... Let me pull it up right now. I'll just pull up the stats real quick. Denver at Buffalo, okay? Denver has the number 2 ranked rushing attack. Buffalo is 30th in stopping the run. Denver has the 17th ranked passing attack. Buffalo is number 19 against the pass. So you would give statistically the Denver offense the advantage. On the other side of the ball, Buffalo is 11th in rushing against Denver's 32nd stopping the run. And Buffalo is 8th in the pass, and Denver is 32nd in stopping the pass. So the statistics I look at, I have both offenses having the advantage, which I never like to take.
Do you think we're getting a shootout?
I don't know. I am scared enough that I'm not going to take the under. I'll just put it that way.
All right.
But Denver's defense has played better.
Yeah, I think Denver's stats are skewed.
A little skewed. They gave
up absolutely boat race.
Giving up 70 against the Dolphins didn't help.
I'm not living in a world where I want to lay 8 with the Bills, and I'm not living in a world where I want to take the Broncos plus 8. So you put me down again for the fucking under.
You're going to take it?
Yes, please.
Yeah, I need a bit of a straight jacket right now because I'm straddling the fence really hard. I already took the Broncos.
Jesus Christ.
Plus 7.
I think that is the side.
That's the side I'm leading.
Sure. I mean, that's the team who's been improving versus the team who's seemingly either stuck in the mud or getting worse. I do think Josh Allen throws 2 touchdown passes tonight.
Yeah.
Because he basically always does as a favorite. So that's what I mean by I'm kind of just sitting on the fence. I'm going to have the Broncos plus 7 and Josh Allen 2 plus passing touchdown.
What if I told you you can have the Broncos at... Plus 8.
No, I what I'm telling you, Tony, is that I already took the plus 7.
He's already locked in.
Broncos D gave up 9 to KC, 17 to Green Bay, 19 to KC.
Yeah.
So the last 3 weeks, much better. Before that, they gave up 31, 31, 70, and 35. So yeah,
they're changing the defense.
That was a tough stretch.
Yeah, they're changing.
They are coming off a bye as well. Buffalo is not. They played the Bengals. Fuck it. I'll go to the loony bin with you, bruh.
Bruh.
Give me the Broncos plus the 8.
Don't love it, but I'll do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of love it.
I would love the 8 too, but I already took the fucking 7, Tony.
I don't love anything in this game, but I had the same thought of Gumpy as I was looking at the lines. I was like, well, I'm not fucking laying the Broncos plus 8, and I'm not laying the Bills minus 8, so I'm taking the under with you. Let's go primetime unders. Let's go trans.
What's the anybody got the rushing props pulled up for this game at all?
Are you looking for Josh? Oh, no.
I will be. I don't think I'll be going under on Thursday. Just a little tease there.
Oh, on the Bengals-Ravens?
Yeah.
There was a small F's in the chat situation right there. We are back, but...
It's been fixing itself lately.
Which did you want? Touchdown are you looking at?
Give me...
You want Latavius Murray after he called the team meeting?
No, I'd like Javonte Williams.
Over?
Over 55.5. And over 13.5 carries.
I like it. I like Danger Russ over the 21.5 as well. Just, you know, 2 big scampers out of the old firm.
As I said, hopefully Denver looks at the stats and sees that Buffalo does have the 30th ranked rushing attack and they attacked him on the ground. Javonte had against the Chiefs had 27 carries. So even if he has half the carries, I still win the over 13 and a half rushing bets, rushes bet. And he had 85 against the Chiefs. So yeah, give me Javonte's overs tonight. Hopefully that works out.
For no reason at all, just pure gut feeling here, I do think Jerry Jeudy gets in the end zone at plus 250. I'm going to throw a little sprinkle on that.
Primetime Jeudy.
I mean, he hasn't really shown up in primetime games, so I don't know. He's due.
Okay. I don't hate it.
I really have no reasoning behind that. I just kind of think like, oh, yeah, it's plus 250.
He's played better.
Yeah, he's playing good.
Well, I got to check the stream. I got to see if these Fs are real or not.
Is it back? Mine is
sounds good to me.
F's in the chat.
Ty, how are we?
What's up, Ty?
Breaking news. I don't know if you guys.
Breaking news?
Yeah. Baseball?
Oh, no.
Not baseball. No. This is not. This pales in comparison to like Greg Council.
Yeah, I was going to say. I was going to have to hold on to my chair.
Jim Harbaugh has responded. I kind of just want to see Bruce's face and see his take when he hears this.
It's got to be America's team. Got to be America's team. America loves a team that, you know, has all the resources and advantages. You know, and still tries to break the rules to find that any little extra advantage.
Good sarcasm.
And, you know, there's nothing more American. That's my favorite kind of team. Yeah, cheating, lying, and then playing the victim. It doesn't get any more red, white.
And this is AI.
That would have been a sweet answer.
Yeah, that would have been a good
was
answer.
That from Heavens?
Yes, it was. It was a deep fake. I didn't know if you'd already seen
that,
but
I had not seen the deep fake version, but that's pretty good out of Highlight Heavens.
Not bad. Not bad. What are you guys talking about?
That wasn't his best quote of the day, though.
What was his best quote?
His best quote of the day was,
I was wrong asking, about chickens.
Nope. They asked him if he was sick, and he said, no, I'm not sick. I'm the wall that fucking beats viruses away. And if you think I am sick, I'll just do a couple extra push-ups and eat an apple.
That is a good, that is Jim Harbaugh to a T.
Yep.
We were talking, what were we talking about tonight? We were talking about tonight's Monday Night Football game. You like anything tonight? You watching tonight? How do we
feel? It's going to suck. I mean, I'll watch.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to watch it, but I'm sick and tired of watching the Broncos on primetime.
What, Danger Russ is different this year.
He is. And you know what? I never thought I'd say this.
Yeah.
I'm getting pretty close to being sick and tired of watching the Bills.
No, not the Buffalo.
Are you going to take a side or are you going to take a side?
Still a seven?
It's eight now.
Eight.
Seven and a half now.
Eight.
Eight
at Unibet.
There are eights at Unibet.
There's two eights out there.
Two eights.
Yeah, Gimme.
You can eight at DraftKings and Caesars.
DraftKings is gone.
Give me the Bills.
Okay.
And also, give me James Cook two touchdowns because I'm playing against him in fantasy, and that's the only thing he can't do in order for me to win, and I guarantee he does. I don't give a shit. You know, I hope it's a good game so I can watch the whole thing, but there's a good chance. That...
Hey, impressive performance from Iowa.
Yeah.
Go Hawks.
Yeah.
Go Hawks,
baby. Hey, need one this Saturday.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
Win Saturday.
What do we got?
Illinois at home.
Okay. All right.
Bieleman knows the Hawks well.
Oh,
minus 154 on the money line for Iowa. I would get in now. Get in now.
That's a smart man.
Yeah. I was on Rutgers last weekend.
I tried to tell you.
I thought Shiano Man might have had the
Not in Kinnick.
Not in Kinnick. Again, everyone wants to, you know, Iowa's offense stinks. Yeah, like, let's just completely discount the fact that their defense is unbelievable, and so is their special teams. But
it does feel like the
snake. But, you know, offense is the only thing that matters in football, right?
What?
Right?
The snake oil.
Right?
The snake oil was left after Minnesota beat Iowa as well.
Yeah, which they didn't. You know, we don't need to rehash
no,
that.
No, but they Iowa got won boat race.
Well, the whole West
stinks.
Besides Iowa.
No. The whole West stinks. There's no two ways about
Nebraska's
it.
Nebraska's playing better ball.
No, I think they've lost two in a row, three.
No, they're playing better ball.
Wisconsin's terrible now.
Yeah, Wisconsin is bad.
But yeah, so if Iowa wins on Saturday, clinch the Big Ten West, and they will be coming to Indy, regardless of what happens in the Black Friday Heroes game.
We sit next to you.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer. All right, are we done with tonight?
Yeah, feels like it.
Yeah, okay. It's bets all stink.
Yeah, we do. Good show. All right, let's go through the NFL slate real quick. Colts, take down the Patriots in a barn burner. Yeah. Were we on any sides in there?
I was on the Colts.
I was in the Colts.
I was on the Patriots.
Yeah, what happened to you, Bruce?
I like defense.
Mr. Colt.
Yeah, the Colts played some great defense.
That's 2 weeks in a row defense. You've gone against the Colts.
Can't bet on New England anymore, okay?
I mean, I'm not going to right side it, but like...
You cannot say the Patriots were the right side. Dude,
you cannot right side this game.
Mac Jones looked like he did not know how to play football.
That's the worst.
He looked like me.
That's the worst right side we've ever had on this show.
Worst right side I've seen.
I am dumbfounded at that.
It's just McCorkle. Just the McCorkle and his happy way.
That's who you bet on.
You bet on.
Yeah, you guys are right.
You guys are right. You bet on the quarterback.
Plus 3, 10-6.
Was anybody on Houston Cincy?
I was on Cincy.
I had Cincy in every moneyline parlay, so that was sweet.
I did kill a bunch of my parlays.
I was on the Texans. Yep.
Tyler Boyd just kind of dropped it.
Because that he did more than kind of drop it.
Yeah, that's all, you know.
Texans still would have covered.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, yep. Yeah.
They were they were down 3.
True, it's just the moneyline parlay.
CJ Stroud is him.
He is him. And
he
if you guys want to be mad at somebody, you should be mad at Burrow, who had 2 interceptions in the fourth quarter.
Mostly Boyd for me.
What do you
when you drop,
he made the catch that got him Donner.
You're right.
Well, he dropped a touchdown.
I was a little concerned when I saw Burrow roll up in the Montreal Alouettes tarp.
Yep. He also
was his dad's
right before the Boyd drop
the Grey Cup.
Burrow easily got concussed, and then the next play they ran like a QB dive.
You reporting that? Is he out Thursday?
No. I'm the unk here. He slammed his head off the ground, got up, ran a QB dive, and got slammed again.
New Orleans, Minnesota. Anybody on that one?
Minnesota.
Congrats. I was on Minnesota.
Congrats.
Minnesota.
Congrats, Minnesota. Boys.
That bet took forever to grade.
Yes, it did.
Like 424.
Yep.
Green Bay, Pittsburgh. Anybody on that one?
Steelers.
That a baby. Congrats to both of you.
Steelers.
Tennessee, Tampa. I was on Tennessee. Hand
me
up.
Too.
That was the wrong.
Yes, time. You cannot take Tennessee away from home.
Do not take them out.
Even though they're getting Tennessee. 6 away this weekend.
Where at?
Don't do it.
Where at?
Oh man, I looked at this.
Don't take it. It doesn't matter. They're away from home. Don't do it.
+6 at.
It's 0-6 ATS. I think on the road.
+6.5 at Jacksonville.
Can't do it.
Not taking anything.
Against don't do it. Speaking of San Francisco, Jags.
Smashed it.
Niners.
Smashed
it. I didn't give it out, but I did end up jagging off a little on Sunday morning.
That'll happen. Hey, that'll happen.
I just got a little nuts.
Baltimore and Cleveland. I was not on that. Anybody on that one?
Ravens and some moneyline parlay.
Yeah. They had it.
Ravens did fucking
I was on the Ravens.
They had it for a long time. Arizona, Atlanta. I was on Atlanta.
It was there for the taking.
It really was. And then Kyler.
I don't think
Kyler on 3rd and 10. Fucking.
I don't think there's been more of a team that's a sweat every game this year than Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every game, whether you win or lose, it is right down.
They are that.
Team. Yeah. The Vikings are pretty sweaty in their own right.
They are kind of sweaty. Detroit at LA. I think it was a team ride on the lines.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it pushed.
Yeah.
Well,
you didn't get it at 2.5?
No, I've took it at 3. What do you mean?
Oh, no.
Cool. Well, yikes.
Yeah, I did money line. I actually forgot that it pushed altogether.
I had no idea.
That was 2.5.
I was
half.
Pushing the money.
Wait, did you guys get 2.5?
I was money line.
Yeah, I was money line too.
So I was the only one that, I didn't lose.
He pushed.
Yeah. It's good long-term money management.
I don't think anyone actually took it, but we were, maybe Bruce did actually lay the 17 with the boys.
I laid the 17.
No, I.
You said if you could find a 16.5, fucking.
Yeah, I certainly would have supported it. I ended up on the team total over 9.5 because when you're there, you got to take that, right? And that was no problem at all.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
I smashed the 17. It was awesome.
Seattle didn't cover because they couldn't get a fucking stop at the end of the game. Tackle somebody.
Sam Howell, man. Good on him. Doing some stuff.
Sam Howell is doing some
Seattle
stuff.
Seattle is a bit fraudulent.
I would take Sam Howell.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You have to. It was like 3rd and 8 all day long.
Guy makes plays.
In the game.
Gunslinger.
He makes plays.
Keeps getting
under pressure.
And then last night, Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't have anything on that one. You did.
Hammered the Raiders. Oh, it was awesome. They are Raiders. Such an awesome team to just pick up the second that your old favorite linebacker is the interim head coach and your team's dead.
Hell yeah.
I love everything about Raider Nation. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Raider Nation. Picks Thursday. I don't think any of us had anything for college on Thursday. UNLV out of UNLV on Friday. That was easy cover. You get Wyoming outside of Laramie. They don't know what they're doing.
No.
Ohio State, Michigan State. Ohio State did cover.
Yeah. Yep. I really thought that they were just going to do a candlelight vigil and cry about Michigan beating their ass.
Hasn't happened
yet. Good to see.
They haven't played yet.
Played already?
Good to see Kyle McCord.
So. Georgia covered 10. I was on that side.
Yeah, Georgia is peaking at the right time.
Yes. Michigan, Penn State. You were on Michigan?
Yeah.
I was on the under because it was going to be the exact same game as Ohio State.
Who's
it
the was. Favorite for Heisman now after that?
My guess, not looking at anything, it's got to be Penix still, right?
Penix?
Or Beck? Is Beck in the mix?
He's definitely jumped up.
Right?
He went from 50-1 to 25-1. I think he was 12-1 this last weekend. Currently, it is... Oh, Bo Nix is your new favorite.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
He threw for 400 again, I think. So
yeah,
his stats are absurd.
Yeah. The Michigan running the ball Achilles heel was not a real problem.
Not last week. It was not. No.
The right tackle running the play clock down to 0 seconds and snap of the ball so the filthy Penn State DNs are 4 yards in the backfield. That's well, the new
might be a problem.
That's the new potential issue for sure.
Jim will get that cleaned up during the week.
Hopefully
not on Saturdays, but he'll get it up, clean it up.
Yeah. But hey, I mean, ran the ball 32 times down Manny Diaz's dumb throat.
Florida State won, did not cover. Washington win, did not cover. They dropped the ball. Oregon win, but did not cover. They were in control of that game the whole time.
Some frisky dogs out there.
Huh? Yeah. Texas win, did not cover.
That was maybe the friskiest dog.
Alabama win and easily cover. I had the under in that one, so chalk that up as a loss for that one. I also had Tennessee.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Chalk that up as
a loss.
Yeah, I ended up hammering Missouri. I was pretty proud of myself.
Also had New Mexico State plus +4. They won by 20.
Yeah.
That, like I said, it was either I lost really bad or won very easily. Oklahoma State laid an egg.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Big time.
Syracuse +3.
Always.
Outright at home.
Always.
Yeah.
Oklahoma. Was anybody on W?
No.
The under in Iowa Rutgers came home. Thank you.
I did take West Virginia, and they really let me down.
UNC, barely.
Dude, what a game. Kansas lost.
Barely.
Yeah, that's the one that I lost.
Kansas losing outright was a kicker.
Oh, at Auburn, they won by 30.
Nebraska lost 13-10 +2.5. That was sweet.
Who else?
Arkansas got shit kicked by Auburn.
Clemson played good.
Is KJ Jefferson still in?
I think so.
I haven't seen a lot of Arkansas this year, if we're being honest. They really have been out of the picture.
Isn't it weird how good they were last year?
Yeah, late night, 11:30.
Air Force.
The boys, they did not show up.
No, they might be.
They're on 2 weeks in a row. I'm going to have to take a break.
Yeah, they might not be the best service academy somehow.
I think they are that.
So. Army might beat them 9 out of 10.
I don't think that's happening.
Army lock of the century against Navy. How many points are we going to have to lay?
Four. The classic.
The BC.
Six.
The Boston 36. College hot streak came to an end.
Too. Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know,
once it ends, it's hard.
You know whose hot streak didn't come to an end?
Who's that?
Don't look now. Meep, meep.
Meep, meep. Meep, meep.
The meep meeps are on a roll.
Meep, meep. So back.
So back.
What the fuck happened to Fresno? 42-18.
Yeah, that. Jeez. You know.
Oh, Wolfpack's still buzzing as well.
Who's
they
that?
Kicked the shit out of Wake Forest.
NC State?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on.
All right.
We got NBA tonight?
Yes, there is NBA tonight. There's four games.
Okay.
Four piece nugget.
Any picks from the boys?
I have a couple.
What do we got, start us off.
Yeah, I can jump in here. Am I a Knicks fan? Yes. Do I like to have fun? Yes. Do I have a pulse? Yes. Give me the Knicks +10.
Oh, yeah. That's what I wanted to ask you, Bruce. How are you feeling about this Knicks team? You guys just had two big wins.
Are you feeling good enough to take the 10?
Yeah.
He said he has a pulse.
Am I a Knicks fan? Do I have a pulse?
Can Julius like Randle make this a game against Boston and just not lose by 10?
Yes. He took the Knicks +10. Yes.
Yes. I know, but like... Really?
RJ Barrett, Jalen Brunson will make it a game, and Julius Randle will probably shoot 4 for 20.
Well,
but
does he have a
pulse? Hey, Mitt, you know what is looking good? Shai Gilley MVP.
Oh. I actually, that ticket right now OKC. Is probably the best fucking OKC future ticket I have in my face.
I got a quick bone to pick as well. De'Aaron Fox for the Kings, Shams reported, and I was excited to see his report. But the report was just, he might return tonight or tomorrow.
Nice. What I saw was doubtful, so I actually took Cleveland minus the 3. I am riding the Knicks plus the 9. And then Chicago's going into Milwaukee. I just think Milwaukee's getting 9. I just like them. I don't know why.
Okay.
I just put the Celtics and Bucks in a money line parlay, minus 150.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pressured on that.
That's all I got.
Any 2 NHL games tonight?
Yeah. Oilers money line new coach game.
Oh, love that.
Fired coach.
Wow.
Yeah.
You just already fired their coach.
Yo, Oilers. Dark days. You're supposed to be one of the best teams in hockey. You are the worst team in hockey.
Is this an undefeated trend on the ice as well? Should I join this one?
I have no idea.
Let me call Nick.
I would say it probably is without looking at anything.
Let me know.
I also like the Avalanche on the money line.
Really?
I don't think the Knicks know. I don't think.
You don't want to smoke some crack?
No. Crack and beat last week.
Good God. Yes.
You're live on Hammer Down.
Good God. All right.
Do you have any picks tonight?
So this is a tough one because by the rules of engagement, we should be looking at the Edmonton Oilers.
You're not taking the Oilers for a
coach and got a new coach.
We were just discussing that.
However, their goaltending has been absolute dog shit.
What's this guy doing?
And Stuart Skin, our sweet boy Stu Skin, has not performed up to the standards this year. So I'm going to follow the rules of engagement, and I'm going to take the Coilers tonight. But I don't love it. I don't even like it. But I'm going to do it.
I love it.
Okay. What about the Lance and the Kraken?
Maybe just do the show like this for now.
I'm not touching that one. That one's all Gump. I believe Gumpy has. I believe Gumpy likes the Lance in that one. But yeah. I'm not gonna touch it.
What's this guy's deal?
What's the deal,
Nick,
man?
The bet, dude.
Thank you, Nick.
What's the Make deal, the man?
We should do it more, like this more.
We should do it. It's perfect.
This isn't bad.
Yeah, I like it.
See ya.
Yeah.
Couldn't let Nick in here because. Gumpy was feeling a little under weather, and we couldn't have it drop to 32 degrees in here.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
So,
all right, Gumpy.
Are we on the Coils or?
Me? Yeah, obviously.
Okay.
I'm on the Oilers and the Lats.
Who's the fill-in? Barbecue Bruce?
No, it's actually some Mark who coached McDavid in juniors.
Oh, okay.
So everyone thinks it's a hand pick.
He's had much success in juniors.
Yes.
Not so much in the AHL. Yes.
Okay.
So let's
just give him the reins.
Do you coach the Flyers?
I don't think so.
Maybe assistant on the Flyers?
Maybe.
Nick, you're back on Hammer Down.
How we doing?
Just want to let you know, can you put February 10th in your calendar?
Four?
I believe we'll be wearing green pants on February 10th
in
a matchup, and we must bet on that team.
We will be betting on the Pants and the Carolina Hurricanes at home for any game on from here on out.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Good luck.
Bye. God bless.
The Pants.
Yeah. The Canes are doing green pants.
The green pants.
Oh, wait. We have new pants?
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe February 10th they're making their.
And they're Hartford Whalers tarps. Yeah. They're incredible.
They're rocking full Whalers tarps.
Yeah.
And they rock them during the game? Or is it
Pants.
Shit. The green pants of the.
Oh, we get full
of the
pants?
Hartford Whalers.
Come on. What are we talking about? The pants.
They better not be playing the rags in Hartford.
You better hope not.
You see a lot of Whalers gear at the rags games.
Yeah. People love the Whalers.
They were great.
They're good tarps.
People love Pat Whalers. No whales.
Let's go to college basketball.
Ooh.
I will make my first pick of the year.
Go ahead, Tony.
Do it.
St. John's money line.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
That's all I got.
Game of the night. I'm also on St. John's money line versus Michigan. I will carry on with Eastern Tennessee catching 16.5 at Butler. Siena plus 4.5 at American. Arkansas Pine Bluff plus 1.5 at Central Arkansas. Oral Roberts catching 6 at Missouri State. Xavier catching 17.5 at Purdue. And, you know, if you're watching Broncos Bills. Kind of stinks. Getting kind of late in the game.
Yeah, sure.
You're a little bored.
You're a little bored. You know, you kind of want to have a bet, live bet going.
Yeah.
UC Santa Barbara shouldn't be catching 3 at UTEP on a Monday night.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. You're taking UC Santa?
UC Santa Barbara, yeah. Plus 3.
UC Santa Barbara. Yeah. I wasn't going to do it in this stupid, uncomfortable hat that I'm wearing because Harbaugh is suspended unfairly and unjustly by Tiny Tony Petitti. Tiny Tony I like St. John's as well.
Do we know?
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's that?
I mean, I wasn't gonna, but you guys are right. So here I am.
Michigan feels like you should be taking Michigan plus.
Yeah, I don't like what you're doing. Are you trying to fucking?
No, like not you in particular, Bruce. Like it feels like Michigan plus 2.5 is the play in general.
Yeah.
But it's a little too odd.
But then you dig a little deeper and like Michigan's best scorer averages like 13 a game. And St. John's has like 3 guys that could drop 20.
Yeah.
And that I struggle with. I struggle with the defensive team in basketball.
Basketball.
Unlike football.
Football.
Where I much prefer the defensive grinders.
They fucking electric weekend in the EPL, boys.
Sorry, I was just
top, it was actually.
The top of that table is
up for grabs.
Get your popcorn.
Yeah, Man City Chelsea was probably quietly the game of the day in all sport. Yes. On
all
Sunday.
Sport.
And don't think fucking Aston Villa is sitting there 2 points out.
Hold on.
Okay.
Aston Villa is live in this thing.
I just got mesmerized. Okay, I was watching Jordan Poole during a timeout.
Oh yeah.
Jordan Poole's hilarious.
That guy gives no fuck.
Less than none.
Yes. Is he crushing posts?
No. He.
You know what it is?
That wasn't paying attention at all.
It's also everything that happened Baron last year. He's just like, I'm playing in Washington, let's just have a timeout here.
Speaking of footy, anything?
No, it is international break. My friend.
Oh, man.
I regret to inform you, though, if you had not heard, James Maddison is out until the new year. The Spurs have.
Oh, matters.
As,
matters.
The Spurs have gone as Matters has gone.
Yeah,
that sucks.
That's tough.
That sucks. Also, Ange Ball, we love Ange Ball. Ange Ball sweeps the nation. Uh-oh. Ange Ball, we love it.
Don't do it.
Parking the bus up one, you know.
I didn't.
Might have saved us 6 points in the season.
Yeah. Yeah.
6 points of the season so far.
Tell you what.
But this is who we are. We play Ange Ball.
Exactly. Game. What are you talking about?
You're right. I did see a tweet. It's like, no matter what's happened with Spurs, a Spurs fan will see Ange said mate in a tweet and not give a damn about what happened last game.
Yeah.
And I respect it.
Yep. If we have 5 men, we'll have a crack.
Dropping 2 points to Luton Town is looming large for Liverpool as well, with Man City ahead by 1 point at the top.
Luton Town will get you.
It's literally, it's all separated 1 through 5 by 2 or 3 points.
Gotta be a hell of a finish.
Man U somehow in the mix.
Yeah.
Yeah, they stink though.
I think Arsenal's live. I think Liverpool. I don't know.
No one's live. Man City's gonna kill everybody.
Man City just tied 4-4 with Chelsea, dude. Chelsea's been scum all year.
All right,
Chelsea, don't give up. Beat the bricks off.
Don't give up.
Right.
Don't give up just because Spurs dropped 2 on the bounce.
I'm not giving up.
Sounds like you are.
Yeah, Erling Haaland.
Sounds like you are.
They make the penalty and they will win the league.
Liverpool has gotten City before. We'll do it again.
All right, we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Mitt.
Tony. You do not find the happy life, you make it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
Terry Bradshaw?
Terry Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw.
The philosophy of happiness.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hey,
go blue.